Hi, it's Dr. Joe Morgan. It's the anti-aging doctor. I want to tell you one of the most destructive, probably the, in my mind, the most destructive personality trait, or certainly one of the most destructive. I'm not going to say it's the most destructive, but one that I found to be very destructive for people is the need to be liked. Now, you might say, well, what is that? I don't understand it. Well, let me talk to you about, let me try to explain it to you. If someone wants to be successful and they have a goal in mind and they have something that they need to do and it may involve making someone mad at them, if someone has a need to be liked and not offend, they won't do those necessary things. Can you imagine if the founders of this country had a need to be liked? This country would not, this would be still a jerkwater colony, being attacked by uncivilized people, nowhere place. We'd still be under the king if we had a need to be liked. But our founding fathers, George Washington, Adams, John and Samuel, Jefferson, any of those people, Thomas Paine, if they had a need to be liked, they wouldn't have done the things that they needed to do because they were basically disliked immediately by some very important people. Now, some country bumpkins liked them because basically they gave off, these were nobility. Adams, Washington, I mean, these were nobility in our country and they could have been kings here. In fact, after the war, of the Revolutionary War, George Washington was offered to, he was offered by our legislature to be king for life of our country. And he said, no, guys, that's not the idea. I am here to get rid of that nobility thing. We're going to be free men. And he, basically, George Washington gave away a crown to be like the poor people, be like the regular people that are running the streets. And he didn't have a need to be liked. George Patton didn't have a need to be liked. Had he had a need to be liked, we'd be all speaking German here, and we'd be in concentration camps and the like. So to have a need to be liked is a maligned trait. You don't need that. If, as a doctor, you need to tell somebody what they need to do, you tell them what they need to do. You tell them in your heart, in my heart, I know you need this amount of care and this, and you need to come here for the rest of your life. And if they say, oh, you know, you're a bad guy and I don't like you, does that change the fact that you told them the way it was? And if you lie to him and say, ah, you're going to be all right, and if you just come in a little bit and give me money, that's really the wrong way to look at things. You do what's right, and all the rest will follow. And I have a lot of these idealistic people that tell me that this and that, and hey, they don't know. Till you've been offered money, diamonds, whatever, favors instead of doing the right thing and you've turned it down, they just don't know, and they'll never know until they've been under the gun. Everyone's got a price. I know that, but you've got to make your price very, very high because your soul is worth something. It's worth a lot. So make your price very, very high. If you don't need to be liked, if you're more interested in being a servant and doing the right thing, you're that benevolent butler who sees the master getting ready to do something wrong and you slap him in the head, kind of like in that movie, whatever the name of that was. Wish I could think of it right now. But you stay away from doing Arthur, that stupid movie Arthur, where the butler was actually the guy's father. So, Dudley Moore's father was Sir John Gielgud. So, be well.